pata petach picha. Why don't you open up your mouth? V'tikanes b'cha ha'esh, and don't fight it. Let the fire, in other words, let the fumes come in faster. And the next 10 words are important. Amar lahem Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion said to them, your plan is no good. Mutav sheyiklena mi shenetanav ha'al yachbol hu ba'atzmo. Better let the one who is the author of life, who gave me life, take it away and let me not do damage to myself. Yachbol hu ba'atzmo. We have an important word here. What is chovel? Chovel means to injure, to damage. Chavol, lachbol, meaning to injure, is the svara, is the logic behind the prohibition of committing suicide. You are not allowed to injure yourself. And we can subsume under that a whole list of mitzvos and halachos. It is considered injury if you wanted to go ahead and cut off a finger. Now don't say that's stupid, because armies constantly did it, including Bar Kokhba's army, where in order to show that you were a member of Bar Kokhba's army, you took and you cut off a piece of your pinky. Until Chazal came to Bar Kokhba and said, hey, you better get a better initiation right, because you're damaging every single human being. The war's going to be over, and he's missing a piece of finger. What kind of insanity is that? That's another halacha besides suicide. Castration, vasectomy, are all also because of chovel ba'atzmo. There is self-damage that you are doing. And in this case, in taking a look at vasectomy and castration, you are not allowed to do it even to a guy because of chovel. You are not the owner of your body, so to speak. It's a very tough situation. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion says, I have no right to go ahead and hasten my death, because if so, I am doing more injury to myself. But watch the change in attitude. Amar lo kelatztoniri, the what do you call it, the fire maker, I don't know what the word is, the executioner who was lighting the fire, says to Rav Chanina ben Tradion, Rebbe, dear Rabbi, imani malbe b'shalheves, what if I turn the fire up? In other words, added fuel to the fire so it burns more rapidly. V'notel sfogin shal tzema me'al lipcha, but I take away at the same time these wads of wool, so as not to let you feel a little relieved. Atam mevi'ani l'chayei ha'olam haba. If I hasten your death and stop this torture, will you guarantee me olam haba? As an act of chesed to you. Amar lohen. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion changes his tune and says, okay, yes. To his daughter he said, don't worry. To his Talmidim he said, I'm not allowed to hasten my death. To his executioner, the third in line, as time went on, he already reaches a point of saying, okay, go ahead, do it. What changes between the executioner on the one hand and his daughter and Talmidim on the other?
Is it just time?
What? It's not time. No, sir. There's something much more elemental here. What changes the halacha? Huh? And? Continue. What was the motive of this guy? No, why is the guy the executioner? Why is he burning him? An act of chesed?
No, to take out the bull.
Oh, the taking away. But what was his role? What was the job of the goy?
He
represents Rome. He's the Shliach Bezdin of Rome to subdue this Jew. And when the goy, then the executioner, uses one word, Rebbe, what happened to the goy? The goy lost. Instead of me subduing you, you want to know something? You've got me to subdue. The whole picture changes. If the whole picture changes, then by you calling me Rebbe and by my going ahead and sustaining this torture, I created the greatest Kiddush Hashem in the world. You lost and I won. This is not suicide anymore. This is a Kiddush Hashem that you have to make a bracha. This guy, this animal, representing the Roman establishment, is asking me if he will do two things. Stoke the flames and take away the wool. Will he guarantee me for that act of chesed? Will I guarantee him olam haba? I won. If that's the case, we're not talking about suicide. We're talking about Kiddush Hashem. This is a different ball game. The halacha has changed. Whereupon, go back to the text on line 93. On line 92. Forgive me again. We're in the midst of line 91. Amar Lohein, Hashbeali, swear to me, Nishbalo, Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion swears to him that he will gain immortal life. Miyad Hilbaba Shalhevet, immediately the executioner turned up the fire, stokes the flames, Vinatal Sfogin Shaltsema Me'al Libo, and he takes away the wool, the damp wool, is Yatza'a Nishmato Bimheira, and instantly he dies. When that happened, Afu Kafatz Vinafal Letocha'or. The executioner goes ahead and immolates himself, he burns himself to death. Yatza'abat kol v'amra. The heavenly voice at that moment came and said, Rabbi Chaninya ben Tradio, Ukalatzto Niri and his executioner Mizubanim heim l'chayei olam haba. Open up the gates of heaven. They are coming in. Both of them. Bacha Rebbe. In subsequent Tisha B'Av and Elz time, Rebbe would cry when this Maisa would be recounted v'amar, and he would say, Yesh kone olamo b'sha'a achat. There are times when in 1 minute you are able to merit everything that the world to come has for you. The yesh kone olamo b'kama shanim. And there are others who have to take years and years of work until this happens. But you see the change, and this is the issue. You see the change in attitude in one word. When the executioner says, Rebbe, it is no longer a suicide mission, which is usur. I am not allowed to go ahead and allow myself to injure myself. Now, give me 1 second. Now, there's only one problem here. I want to show you further development. I want to bring you now 1,000 years down the pike. 1,000 years later, not in Eretz Yisrael, not with the Asara Harugei Malchus, but as we learned elsewhere today, I want to bring you to Germany in the days of the Bali Tosfos, the grandchildren of Rashi, for whom we said kinos today, during the time of the First Crusade in 1096 and thereafter. Go to the Tosfos on the left, in the left-hand corner, in the middle of the page. I boxed in a Tosfos. The Al Yechabel Atzmo. Your person is not allowed to go ahead. It's opposite line 68. A person is not allowed to go ahead and injure oneself. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, one of Rashi's greatest grandchildren, Rabbeinu Tam, commented on this. The Hecha Sheyereim Penya Avirum Ovdei Kochavim, where you are afraid that you will succumb to the Goy, La Avera, and commit a sin. Like he will torture you to the point that you will not be able to control yourself. It is not an avera to injure yourself. In other words, commit suicide. It changes into the words, what word does he use here? Mitzvah, to be able to do this. To take an avera and completely transform it into a mitzvah. Ki hahi begitin, just as we learned this morning in another Gemara in Maseches Gitin, gabe yiladim shenishvu, you remember the 400 children who decided to commit suicide jumping off a boat into the Mediterranean Sea because they were afraid that once they would hit Rome, every single one of them would have been sexually abused.
And the girls went first, and then the boys, all 400 of them. Gabe yiladim shenishbu lekalon, shehitilu atzmam layam. And every single one of the 400 committed suicide. Now, Rabbeinu Tam is one of the first to be able to spell it out the way, if not the first, to be able to spell it out the way he says it. When an avera becomes a mitzvah, when the yisurim, when the pain and the degradation is that great that you are afraid that you won't be able to stand up. At that point, when Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion heard the boy say to him, Rebbe, he knew the ball game was over, and who was the winner and who was the loser. Hanina ben Tradion, the Jew, was the winner, and the goy was the loser. If that's the case, I don't have to suffer anymore. Right now, if there's going to be suicide, if I will allow them to turn up the flames, what's going to be is a Kiddush Hashem. And that is a Kiddush Hashem called a mitzvah. And as we said several times, by the 1600s, they wanted to know if you should say a bracha for this mitzvah or not. Some said yes, some said no. Yeah.
I seem to recall when I was in Hedda, there's a just a side comment, there's a street called Rachel Tishon B'Shalosh. Now, what's the sports for 93 girls during the Shoah?
It's Yaakov.
Yeah. The commandant in the local SS dropped off 93 negligees. And when they came back that evening, the girls had committed suicide,
right.
Every one of them.
There was one. Now, that brings, just before I go on, it brings us to the obvious question, what about suicide during the years of the Holocaust? Do we find cases where people did commit suicide? Yes is the answer. Was it a singular action or was it rampant? Did people do it in general or was it just one or two cases?
Are you questioning whether they did it? Of course they did.
How widespread was it?
Well, didn't you see Shoah?
I didn't see Shoah.
Well, Shoah, there's a testimony, they used to commit 4 a night.
Yeah, but how many out of 6 million committed suicide?
We may get up to thousands, maybe.
Do we have evidence?
From the, what's his name, Zeman, the French director. That's the best.
Okay,
we can.
I mean, we'll see. Take a look, please, at page 41. I reprinted a segment of a shaila that was asked of Rabbi Ephraim Oshri, who presently is the Rav in Beis Medrash HaGodol on Rivington Street in the Lower East Side. An old man. And the shaila was asked of him in the Kovna Ghetto during the war. It was in 1942. Just about 2 days before the Kovna Ghetto was liquidated. By then, the residents of the ghetto knew exactly what was coming. They knew what to expect in that there would be a massive roundup of the entire population of the Kovna Ghetto. And the sadists that they were, the Germans just didn't go ahead and kill. They did it with relish. They did it with delight. They would take families, and group them together, kill the children, then the mothers, and then the fathers. If any of the adults were to act up in grief, then the pain and the torture was even worse. A bullet wasn't good enough. And a man comes to him and says, 2 days before the ghetto was liquidated, he asks the question simply, if he could commit suicide. Take a look at it on line 14, the second word. Lachem, mikevan she'ein bekocho la'amod bifnei yisurei ha'nefashot ha'ahuvot v'ayakarot lo mikol yakar. He doesn't believe that he will be able to stand the pain of seeing his family killed. Who believes a fake without doubt shall libo yit paletz bekirbo, that his heart will absolutely explode. V'nafsho teitzei mimenu, he will faint on the spot. Biroto zolt, he won't be able to sustain this.
Lazot she'elatohi, as a result, his question is, im mutar lo lekarev et kitzo, if he can go ahead and hasten his end, v'lishloach yad benafsho, and take his own life, asher lo kadas, he admits, it is not proper, u'bilvad she'lo yireh be'inav ba'avadan b'nei besod. So long as he doesn't have to sustain the pain of having to see his family killed in front of him. V'nosaf lazeh, in addition, hu atzmo lo yumas v'misa mishunat tol chisurim gedolim al yidei arotzim arumi v'yimach shemom. Maybe there's another way to allow it, that if there's one less Jew that these accursed Nazis will get their hands on, that may be a mitzvah. Taking an avera of suicide and converting it into a mitzvah v'gam yizkeh, and by committing suicide, he will be able lavo lekever Yisrael bevet hakvarot shebegeto Kovna. They'll bury him that very day in the cemetery in the Kovna ghetto. So at least he will be buried in a Jewish cemetery. What will be after, who knows? Let me commit suicide. Nu, my dear rabbis, how would you pass him?
Authority? Definitely, yeah. I wouldn't allow that.
You wouldn't allow it?
No.
On what basis?
Suicide, you take a piece of glass, you take a knife, jump at the German, commit a mitzvah, then die with it.
And what if someone comes and says to you, if you will lunge at a German, instead of killing 100, they will kill 2,000 of us.
They will kill them anyway. What's the difference of it?
How do you know?
Well, he says that
no. Forget it. Forget him. Play out the scene with me. How do you know? How do you know, Rabbi?
We know that in retrospect.
How do you know? And if one Jew gets away, who otherwise would be killed because of their stirred up anger. Now, hold it, all of you. What I've just replayed for you was a real Shiloh that was asked, because it wasn't Lagabe killing. The question was asked of Rav Oshri, if someone escapes from the ghetto, and in the morning when there's roll call, his name is called and he doesn't answer. You know what the Germans did. They took out 10 Jews and killed them until they found out where he was. And they kept on killing every hour on the hour like hostages. Am I allowed to run away from the ghetto and try to save my life and thereby endanger the lives of tens, if not hundreds or thousands, who are at the mercy of those animals? That was a real shiloh. It was asked also. And go find sources. It's not very difficult to find the sources, but to look at them is just absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, there's a thing, if they ask you, give us 10 people to kill, you may not give. But if they point out the names, they tell, give us 10 people to kill, unless, if you don't give us, we're going to kill all of you. They have to all to be killed. Okay. But if they give the 10 names, they have to give out the 10 people.
No question.
I remember that 10 people, yeah. So we could apply it here too.
Okay. How would you answer? Should we let him commit suicide or not? Yes? Better, he couldn't stand the pain. Okay, you say no, why? George. Where's Rachmanis? So let everyone commit suicide like they did in Masada. 960.
That would be the difference.
Oh, but one not.
No.
Okay.
All or nothing.
All or nothing.
How does he know he won't survive? Some did.
2 days before the liquidation of the ghetto, and almost everyone was liquidated. You take it on the basis of statistics. Go ahead.
My uncle's the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva.
Go ahead.
He weighs 140 pounds, a short fellow. In Baruch HaTorah, it's a Jewish neighborhood. He walks on the street and sees another Siddishi guy is being attacked. He risks practically being beaten probably to death, but he goes right there to help him, even though the horse runs away, and he stays there by himself. The question was, I asked him later, what did he take it up? And what the Chavegah are they? So the mitzvah is a mitzvah, you can gain trachten. Now the question is not why am I living here, is there's a duty to help another one. Where do we get in the suicide business? If some Jews getting killed because you cannot see how he gets killed, do you want to commit suicide? Help him. And why helping? You get killed.
But one less Jew to be killed by that guy is a disappointment to the guy. Those last two lines that we read.
This is not a disappointment to the guy.
We have to stop.
Gets a piece of glass in his house.
We have to stop in 21 minutes. I want to come to the end of the tshuva, the end of his psak, because it is based on what we learned here with the executioner and Rabbi Hananya ben Tradja. Take a look at page 44, beginning with line 197. The last four paragraphs on this page. Page 44, line 197.
Just as an aside.
Yeah?
Does a rabbi ever feel some crazy pressure on him that someone should ask the question, because what you're going to answer puts you in a very, very precarious position?
Oh, why?
I tell him to kill himself. It's like I'm responsible.
Rabbis don't have consciences. What do you want? Only businessmen have consciences. When a businessman sells a product that harms the physical well-being of a human being, he goes and he makes restitution and he recalls it. I mean, but rabbis have no conscience. You understand? You know what I'm saying? Businessmen are the paradigm, the model of virtue. There are no two ways about it. And what's more, rabbis, when they make a mistake, they never admit to it. They're in the league of doctors, you see. Businessmen already know how to do it. They come clean. Chatosi avisi pashati. They take out ads on television, in the New York Times, you see. You honestly think I want to answer that question? Go to Rav Oshri. You hear, Chanuch? Go the next day vacation you have. Come, we'll go into New York.
In the Romani shul by...
Not the Romani shul. The Beis Medrash HaGadol on Romani shul... I'm sorry, Norfolk Street.
Oh, Norfolk?
I said, forgive me. My mind was on Bernstein's, and Bernstein has a sukkah right around the corner, so that's why I said Rivington Street, you see. But I really meant Norfolk Street. My father, as a youngster, when he was... The age of Shuki was the Balkori in that shul. Okay? Let's learn in the last 19 minutes that we have the answer based on this Gemara that we just learned about Rabbi Hanina ben Tradi. The Achatam Sofer, the Chsam Sofer, Siman Shin Chov Vov Katav, he writes, La'avi Ra'aya, to prove she'asur la'abed atzmo, that you're not allowed to commit suicide, Biglal sheyinatzel mi yisurim, so as just to prevent yisurim, mehad isa be'avodazori yudches amar aleph. In the case that we just learned, mitza'uhu le'Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, and we learned it, when Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion was caught, shehaya yosheva osek batorah makil kilot rabim, he publicly was teaching Torah, sefer Torah munachlo, and he held the sefer Torah to sock it to them publicly, b'cheiko, in his arms, Heviyuhu, they arrested him, krachuhu b'sefer Torah, and they wrapped him in the sefer Torah. Hekifua b'chabilei zmoros, they tied him down. The yitzisu b'hem esa'esh, and they started to burn him alive. Amrulo talmidav, this talmidim said to him, afata pesach picha, open up your mouth, v'tikanes b'cha ha'esh, and go ahead and allow the fire to enter your mouth. Amar lahem, whereupon he answered, no sir, mutav sheyitlena mishen etanav al yachbol ubiatzmo. Better let the author of life, the one who owns the contract, do this and kill me, and not I injure myself. Ve'ein lecha miyatzer yoter mimi shenisraf chayim. There is no greater pain in the world than having to be burned alive. Afal pichein lo ratzah Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion niftoach et piv. Nonetheless, Rabbi Hanina refused. Ule karevet mitato, to allow his death to be hastened. Alma, from this we learn, says the Chsam Sofer, She'asur la'abedis atzmo k'dei lehinatzer miyisurim. You have no right to do it even in the face of pain. Continues Rav Ashri, ulam, and this is in the Chassam Sofer also, efshar lomar, it is possible to say differently, she'rabbi Chanina ben Tradion hechmir al atzmo b'yoser al pi midat chasidus, that he was allowed to go ahead and hasten his death, but he didn't want to take that option. It was what we call midas chasidut, above and beyond the call of duty. Bifnim mishur asadin. Avol be'emes pichahai gavno. But if you were in such a circumstance, lo mikre ma'abe atzmo ladas. This is not the classical case of suicide. Because the classical case of suicide is it brings you pleasure. You actually want to call it off. Here, this suicide didn't bring him any pleasure. He was ready to go the route. And we have as of an earlier model for this in Tanakh. Shaul HaMelech Yochiach. And what about King Shaul? When he lost his last battle and he was injured, Shenafal Al Chanito, he went ahead and he fell on his spear, Lekarevet Mitato, to go ahead and hasten his death. Beterem Shah Plishtim Hisiguhu, before he could fall into the hands of the Plishtim and ultimately be tortured. Delachen Yitachen, therefore it is possible, Shebelidon Denan, when our case can be reconsidered of the man who did not want to fall into the hands of the Germans, on this basis, Mutar Lo La'abed Et Atzmo, it may be permissible to go ahead and commit suicide, Ve'ein Mon'im Mimenu Shum Davar, and you don't hold back any rites of burial. You bury him, and you give him the kavod of a kadosh, etc., and so forth, because it isn't an avera. Now, what he is saying is, and this is his final decision, that maybe it's entirely possible. What he told the man is a different story. What the man did, I surmise that the man committed suicide no matter what.
Last thing, same kind of case as they're talking about in Washington when they went to Iran with pills in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Concludes Rav Ashri on line 209. Bechol zot nireli. This having been said, it seems to me shelefalsein barabim ki psak halacha shebenidon denan mutar lo ladam labed et atzmo bevaday asur. To publicly tell people that they are permitted to commit suicide is unquestionably asur, because there's another dimension here. Ki bazeh hayinu notnim yad l'poshiim atzorvim yimach shema. Because for every dead Jew that they saw commit suicide, they, the Nazis, felt, at least in his estimation, that you see, they're losing their guts and their nerve. We're going to be able to wipe them out. This isn't an act of resistance, this is an act of cowardice. And if it's an act of cowardice, we've got them on the run. Keep up our campaign and we will make all of Europe, Judenrein, clean and free of all Jews. You don't go public with this. Ki kama pa'amim ta'anu klapei ha'yudim. For how many times were there complaints against the Jews al she'inam ma'abdim atzmam ladat, kemo she'asu Yehudei Berlin. Because in one city, there was case after case of suicide. And that was in the city of Berlin, because they were not going to be incarcerated in camps. They felt that it was a duty to their Vaterland, Germany. They are Germans of Jewish persuasion, not to fall into the hands of Nazis. We will not be deported. We will not be touched. But the Germans saw this, v'davar ze yesh bo mishum chilul Hashem. The Germans only saw this as a point of further contempt for the Jews. Weak, cowardice, a bunch of jelly bellies who won't stand up and stop the aggressor. Mipnei sheze haya mareh kiilu ein layudim bikdachon b'chastei Hashem. No strength in their religion, in their future, in their hope for a future, that God sheyatzileim miyedeihem hatemeot v'ha'arurot shel atzoririm yimach shemot. There was no hope for the future, and therefore I committed suicide. The Germans looked at this with contempt. The chol ritzonam shel ha'otzchim, and it was a victory for these animals. Hayal hachnis bekerav hayudim to be able to take and in the hearts of the Jews create panic on Dralmusia Shel Yeush, giving up all hope. So that there is absolutely no hope any longer. Once we can break their spirit, it's just a matter of time and they'll die out like flies. Indeed, one of the inmates of Auschwitz, a very famous one, Dr. Viktor Frankl, established what is known as the Third School of Psychotherapy, Third Viennese School of Psychotherapy, a German psychiatrist in Auschwitz, who established a new school of psychiatry based on his experiences in Auschwitz. And his most important point was who survived and who didn't survive. We're not talking about the ones who got chosen to be able to be liquidated, of those who didn't make it to the gas chambers, of those who were not cut down by bullets. There were those who survived and those who didn't survive. And as a psychiatrist, he maintained that those who were able to see a fictitious light at the end of the tunnel, that there is hope, we don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know where, but out there I am going to survive, those are the ones who survived. And the ones who gave up, Yeush, they gave up hope, those are the ones who ultimately died and succumbed, and you didn't need the bullets, and you didn't need the Zyklon B, you didn't need the SS, etc. and so forth. Ve'amnam yesh letzayin, let us conclude. However, we must comment, bigaon, with great pride. Ki lo hayu begeto kovne mikrei ibud ladat zulat shlosha anashim. Of all the thousands that were in the Kovne ghetto, we only have on record 3 cases where people, anashim sheruham nafla bekirbam, they gave up hope. Yeter yoshvei ha-ghetto, the rest of the population, he'eminu be'emunah shlema ki lo yitosh Hashem et amo, believed that somewhere out there there's going to be redemption. Vayomar le'mashchit dai, and there's going to be an end to this destruction. Kulam he'eminu be'biyat ha-mashiach b'chol yom chiku lo she'yavo. And deep down, they all believe that they're going to get out of it alive, b'viyas ha-mashiach. You want to talk statistics? You'll have to talk to him. So he says. So, yeah.
Say a little bit about Rabbi Shri as a Torah personality.
Talmud Chacham, no question about it. Wrote, of, I think, 5 volumes of his Shas on this. Unquestionable importance, and it's an important document. The 5 volumes are obviously in this original, and it's been translated and summarized into English versions. You see, he's an okay guy, no 2 ways about it. And you see, therefore, anyone who's going to tell you that Tisha B'Av is a day of remembrance for the Holocaust of thousands of years ago is truly absurd. Tisha B'Av is the day of national mourning for everyone and everything, starting with the Holocaust in our days, which was no less important than any other Holocaust. It is identical except for that one factor. Never did humanity see the most efficient destruction of Jews, and that only because this was the only issue that both sides agreed upon. The free world agreed to it and allowed for the Nazi world to destroy the entire Jewish population of Europe. On everything else, they were enemies. On everything else, they were at war. Here, the free world was the Sheval Tase. They sat passively and thanked Hitler subconsciously for the job that he did on their behalf. That includes the United States and the Mashiach, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That includes Canada. That includes Central America. That includes South America. That includes England. That includes France. Any and every country that was considered the free Western world, with one exception, and that was Holland. They weren't ready to do it. Denmark, one exception, Denmark. The that the major powers were all united on this. And therefore, Tisha B'av.
Menachem Begin wanted to make it into Tisha B'av, the Holocaust, but he's afraid that since it's
vacation kids are out of school.
Since there's no school, they will forget both, the Holocaust and Tisha B'av.
Okay. There may be a point over there, but with time I think that will change. Just as I believe that in 50 years we will say Yisker every single Shabbos for the Holocaust, just as we say Yisker every single Shabbos for the Crusades. That's the Al-Parach. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi Omer Hotzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael, Lefichach Yirbo Lohem Toro Mitzho Shenema Hashem Chofei Tzaman Tzito Yagil Toro Yagil. Amen.